backlash, chaos, and violence, which are then used as an excuse to deploy military personnel.
He's directed city officials and departments to prepare a coordinated response.
We will make sure that our communities get the resources and the accurate information they need.
Shannon Golden for CBS News, San Francisco.
New York City's mayoral candidates debated again tonight, their final clash before Election Day. They didn't agree on much, but CBS's Jared Ochocher says they did find common ground on one major issue, ICE.
All the candidates pushed back, saying that this kind of enforcement from ICE is not needed in New York. Mamdani said that ICE should not be going after crimes like these on a local level, and that they have no place in New York City.
Zoran Mamdani is considered the Democratic frontrunner. The U.S. is imposing new sanctions on Russia's oil industry. CBS's Aaron Navarro reports the reason is the war with Ukraine.
The Treasury Department says it pretty blatantly in the release that the goal is to put pressure on Russia's energy sector and the Kremlin's ability to raise revenue for its military in their war with Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. has struck two suspected drug vessels on the Pacific side of Latin America over the last 2 days, bringing the death total to 37. President Trump offered his thoughts on the operations at sea, now numbering 9.
One shot, everyone dead center. And the only way you can't feel bad about it is you realize that you won't feel badly about it, is you realize that every time you see that happen, you're saving 25,000 American lives.
The first 7 strikes were within the Caribbean Sea, but this week the strategy broadened to the East Pacific. That Thanksgiving turkey may cost you more this year.
An Outlook report from the U.S. Agriculture Department estimates that wholesale prices for frozen turkeys will be $1.32 per pound this year. That is a 40% increase from last year's average of 94 cents a pound. The USDA says the number of available turkeys has shrunk in recent years amid slightly weakened demand and avian flu outbreaks.
Correspondent Matt Piper reporting. The Agriculture Department will reopen 2,100 county offices Thursday to help farmers and ranchers get access to $3 billion of aid from existing programs. They'll each have 2 workers who will be paid even though the government remains shut. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-247-1146. 800-247-1146. Again, that's 800-247-1146.
Misty Copeland, the first black woman named a principal dancer.